Praise 100.9, 92.7, and we are, what, 11 days, 10 days into the government shutdown? So it's only appropriate for this Fit Foodie Minute. We chat with Chef Kevin Winston. What's up, Kev?
Hey, how you doing, Mel?
I'm doing fantastic. Now, today you've got 10 tips on how to eat right affordably during the government shutdown.
Absolutely. As the U.S. food prices continue to rise, you know, shoppers are getting, you know, they're having a challenge of finding economical ways to buy groceries and prepare healthy meals. So I'm trying to give you like a 10 tips for stretching your food dollar.
All right, run them down.
Okay. So the first tip is plan your meals and your menus and make a list, because you don't want to go into the grocery stores and just go through the aisles and not have a plan.
I'm the worst. Guilty.
Yeah, it is the worst, too. The second one is use coupons and reward cards. I haven't gotten to this column yet because I can't. It's too time-consuming, but it works. buy store brands. I definitely have started doing that, especially for, like, my lactate milk and different things like that, because it's the same thing but with a different brand. And believe it or not, they use the same type of they use the same supplier to actually make it anyway.
Right.
The fourth one is buy on sale and buy in bulk. Compare unit prices, like per pound, per ounce, per pint. Also, read the food labels, you know, the percent daily value and nutritional facts, different things like that.
Right.
And shop the perimeter of the actual supermarket, because all the inner aisles are the ones that kind of get you in trouble for your health and all those different things.
Right.
And the last three are, we have shop seasonally. You know, fresh produce is often cost less when it's in season. I talked about that like 3 weeks ago. And number nine is keep food safe and prevent food waste. So basically use like a, use a dating system in your house, like sell by this time, best use by this time as
right.
well. And the last one is pay attention at the checkout. Make sure all the prices ring up as advertised as indicated. These are just some things that help you through this economical time, because believe it or not, if you're not being affected directly, you're still being affected financially at some point.
That's absolutely true. And I got one that kind of combines your two. You were talking about the coupon thing and how it's too time consuming, and combining that with buying in bulk. I don't have time to do like the whole big coupon thing with the folder and the binder. I tried it, but I just really don't have time. So what I do is I go through and I pick coupons out for those items that I know are mainstays in my house. For example, almond milk, usually,
right.
you know, usually Silk or what is it? Diamond. I stock up on those things that I know I'm going to use, certain types of cereal. You know, I use a certain type of toilet paper. Those things I actually do clip coupons for and track, rather than trying to track every item, you know, on my grocery list for that particular week, and I get those items in bulk.
That's good, because it's, like I said, it's definitely time consuming, but it takes patience and just, you know, just wanting to do it, and I just haven't had that myself. My wife does, but I just can't do it.
It's awesome that people do that, though. But thanks for the tips. I think that's great, and some ways to save some money and really just being more diligent about being really good steward. That's really what this is all about. It is
absolutely.
10 tips with Chef Kevin Winston. Kev, where can we find you online?
You can check me out on my website at chefkevwinston.com or on Facebook at Chef Kevin Winston, Twitter Chef Kevin.
That's your Fit Foodie Minute right here on Praise 100.9 and 92.7.